The class of 2015 is nearing graduation. For students at Howard University here in Washington, D.C., that day is May 9th. Seniors are excited, and they are getting antsy.
Wow.
Listen, I know senioritis is real.
Hey, let me
but
tell
it
you something.
Real.
That swimming class.
I don't have to take swimming.
Girl.
Those are the voices of Taylor Davis, Ariel Alford, Kevin Peterman, and Leighton Watson. We've been checking in with them over the past few months as they get closer to graduation. This week, we pick up the Howard Project with music. We recently asked our four seniors to join us in our studios to share the songs that have formed the soundtrack to their college years. We begin with Leighton Watson. He chose a song by gospel singer Marvin Sapp called He Has His Hands on You.
See your day. Even when the sun is up, yes it is.
I chose that song because, for me, it's important to remember that through all the ups, but then also through all the downs that we've all had while we've been here, when you're at your lowest point and you feel like there may be no one there for you, you know that God has his hands on you. And I think for me, that spiritual connection and consistency kind of keeps you even throughout your experience.
Let's listen to a little bit of the song.
Can I tell you one thing? Remember, just know he has his hands. He has his hands
on you.
Yes, it does.
As we played the song in our studio, the other students were singing along. It is a song that moves all of them. In fact, all the music our students brought in to represent their college years had a spiritual element. Kevin Peterman chose A Change Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke.
Usually people think of that song in terms of the civil rights movement and changing the world. But I just stick with the opening of the song. There's this great prelude of the music when the orchestra comes in. And the first lines are simply, I was born by the river. And then he goes and he says, and I've been running ever since.
Just like the river I've been running ever since.
I think about growing up in conditions that were less than fortunate. And then being able to be at Howard University. The privilege of a college education is something that I do not take for granted. And now moving on, going to graduate school, going to Princeton, I feel like I've just been running. And it seems like somehow, some way, something, you know, what Leighton said earlier, you know, God had to have his hands on me. And it just, I'm going to keep running.
You said, Kevin, that this is a big deal for your family, that you had a lot of obstacles to overcome to get to this point.
Indeed it is. For me, I'm the first in my family to go to college. So generations of generations who were denied an education. There are so many of them who are going to ascend upon Washington, D.C. next month simply because of its importance, because I am truly the first to actually achieve this, and we're all grateful.
Ariel?
Yes.
Tell me about a song that symbolizes Howard for you.
All right. Beautiful Surprise by India Ari. And you asked me why.
Yeah. Yep. Why?
So the reason I brought this song in is because in high school, I thought that maybe there was something wrong with me because I saw too many things in the world that I spoke on and no one else seemed to speak about them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that you get alienated when you speak truth, especially when you speak truth to power. So mm-hmm. Coming out of high school, I really was like, yep, there's officially something wrong with me and I'm just going to be a loner. And then, you know, I got to Howard and I've really met some people, Taylor included, that are just very edifying and we're on the same wavelength. We vibrate at the same frequency and it's really dope to have people who ponder the world in the same fashion and are interested in getting free. So
Whatever it is that you came to teach me, I am here to learn it, 'cause I believe that we are written in the stars.
This song, you can talk about romantic relationships, but a lot of my platonic friendships, especially with sisters, it goes way beyond that. It's a spiritual connection, and they were essentially beautiful surprises.
You are everything I asked for in my prayers, so I know my angels brought you to my life. Your energy is healing to my soul. You are a beautiful surprise.
You guys know this, too, that you guys will be friends forever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
It's a great thing about college.
We really didn't hang out a lot until senior year. Like, we would have, like, sporadic conversations.
Long conversations.
Like, 2 hours.
They still don't invite me to dinner, though.
Sorry, man. But we would have the longest conversations about topics that we felt like no one else would, I guess, relate to or understand. And this year, senior year, we were like, all right, we should probably be...
We should just be friends.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, I will most definitely go out my way to know this person after graduation.
And I, you.
Okay, Taylor.
So, I brought in Just Like Water by Lauryn Hill.
Baptizing me to complete a mission. Dissolving my condition with his tears. It's just like the water. I ain't felt this way in years.
The way she compares the ocean to God's presence to me is just absolutely beautiful. And it kind of reminds me, when I was on spring break, I went to Miami. And I went to South Beach at night. And I was having this moment just by myself with God. I was just looking at the waters. I was feeling the sand and the sky and the moon.
We were having a good time, and you were looking at the sky.
That's probably so, not the story that most people...
I know,
people
but it was
spring
so...
Spring break Miami.
But I was so wrapped. I was just, God, you're amazing. I had a moment. I was just so in awe of creation. It was beautiful. And when you're in that place of God's presence, there's just total peace. Whenever I'm going through anything crazy at Howard, because crazy things happen all the time,
yes.
Whenever I can just center myself and drown in God's presence, I know that things are well, and all is just, it's amazing.
If only I could get lost in his ocean, surviving on the thought of loving you, it's just like the water.
That was Taylor Davis, Ariel Alford, Kevin Peterman, and Leighton Watson, Howard students anticipating graduation. Each of the students actually brought us 2 songs for their soundtracks. You can hear what else they chose at our website, npr.org.
I felt this way in years. Bathing in the fountain of it.